From Book 9, Odysseus describing his defeat of the Cyclops. Here was a giant's lair, in fact, who always pastured his sheep flocks far afield and never mixed with others. A grim loner, dead set in his own lawless ways. Here was a piece of work, by God, a monster built like no mortal who ever supped on bread. I told most of my good trusty crew to wait, to sit tight by the ship and guard her well, while I picked out my dozen best fighters, and off I went. A sudden foreboding told my fighting spirit I'd soon come up against some giant clad in power like armor plate, a savage deaf to justice, blind to law. So we explored his den, gazing wide-eyed at it all, the large, flat racks loaded with drying cheeses, the folds crowded with young lambs and kids, and all his vessels, the pails and hammered buckets he used for milking, were brimming full with whey. There we built a fire, set our hands on the cheeses, offered some to the gods, and ate the bulk ourselves, and settled down inside, awaiting his return. And oh, we seized our stake with its fiery tip and bored it round and round in the giant's eye till blood came boiling up around that smoking shaft, and the hot blast singed his brow and eyelids round the core, and the broiling eyeball burst.
Do yourself a favor, Odysseus. Don't talk for a few minutes, okay? I need to figure something out. The man I see in front of me is selfish. What an understatement. And cruel. You are often cruel, Odysseus, and stupid, too, somehow. Unfaithful. All of which could be made, I don't know, prettier if you at least kept trying to go home. But there, you failed again. I don't even know why I'm still talking to you.